sharply. "Lunar manufacture," he said. "All right, I suppose, but not a patch on the ones we make on Laos. They live." Dom glanced at him. "I shall have to visit Laos," he said. "The jewel of the universe, take it from me." Dom laughed and made sure that Ig had a good purchase on his shoulder. Then he thumbed the control ring and the sandals lifted him up, through the dust-laden beams that filled the dome and out over the sea. He spiralled low over the lagoon, where Lady Vian's little tame windshells grazed, and felt Ig scramble around his neck. He glanced backwards and saw the little animal was riding him comfortably, pointed snout sniffing the wind. Below him, he watched the shells cease their grazing and swing into a pattern that, prow to stern, they formed a circle. Vian spent hours drumming simple tricks into their microscopic minds. Something stirred restlessly at the back of his memory, but he dismissed it carelessly and sought altitude. He burst through the balloon trees ringing the lawn, bursting the fruits recklessly, and braked a bare inch above the grass. Joan the First strode across the lawn to meet him, and kissed him with rather more tenderness than usual. He looked into her grey eyes. "Well, grandson, and how do you feel this day?"
"I feel on top of the world, madam, thank you. But I must say you look rather tired."
"She's acting like a coolhead," he thought. "Why is she so worried?" She smiled wanly.
"It is always hard when one's descendants make their way out into the world. Now you must come and meet people."
Lady Vian had walked slowly up, her face hidden in a heavy grey veil. She extended a white hand. Dom knelt and kissed it.
"So," she said, "enter the master of the world. Who is your fairest friend?"
"Isaac, my lady," said Dom, "an uppity robot who doesn't want his freedom."
"But of course," said Vian, "we are all of us in chains, even if they be only of chance and entropy. Have not the Jokers put even the stars in chains?"
"You have a fine grasp of essentials," said Isaac, bowing.
"And you are presumptuous, robot. But I thank you. Dom, I wish you would donate that swamp creature to a museum or a zoo or something. It is so animal."
Ig scratched himself and sniffed, then gave a long, drawn-out hiss. Dom looked over his mother's shoulder and caught the eye of a tall man in a long blue cloak, who wore a heavy gold collar at his neck. The man's face was creased with laughter lines, and he winked at Dom and gestured upward with his glass. Dom followed his gaze and saw a flock of flamingos wheeling high over the domes. For a moment they formed a circle, then with long, slow wing beats they flew out to sea.
End of CD 1.